Bueno.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You have a good day?
I guess a busy one.
Well, that's good.
So what's new, huh?
So we shall begin. We're in the deeper Zohar class for the
Malka
Parasha of Noah, section 34. I'll start with the Lashem Yichud, and we are starting with verse 269. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Mishkim Te Bit Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu Kliyakta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Lidmud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu Uda Zahara Yikara Ila Haezu de call Hezu Kazo Kehezu to me rin Gavavnin to me rin Gavavnin delight Galyan the late Lashu Leitakala Beena the Keshet Karachza Akit Haze Bialma Dila Yait Haze Telana Bishkinta Bekain Kevavnin de Keshet Hu Hezu Dos Tifa Katira Kehezu Yikara Ila Bilal Astahala. And the rainbow is the splendor of the supernal glory, the sight beyond all sights. Malkut, called the supernal glory, contains all the sights. It is also the sight of the hidden lights, which are the hidden and unrevealed colors. The eye is not permitted to look at the rainbow when it appears in the world, for the rainbow exposes fault in the Shekhinah. Furthermore, the colors of the rainbow are connected with the appearance of the mist and the cloud, which mean that they are covered up like the reappearance of the supernal glory. It should not be gazed upon. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, now we know why we don't look up on the rainbow.
Well, that's one reason.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I guess I should have said a double reason. And, of course, we do the same thing when we say the Shema. And then I think it relates to Shir HaShirim when it speaks about hiding behind the lattice works.
Correct. We're talking about the same thing.
Right.
Oh. Any other comments or thoughts?
I'm sorry, the call dropped, so I got just half of it.
You want me to read it again, or you just want to move on and you'll catch it in the recording?
Was it about the clowns? What we're talking?
No, it's about the rainbow, and it tells us how amazing the sight of the rainbow is, but then it says we're not to look on it.
Okay.
And it gives a reason for not looking on it.
What was the reason?
It's similar to the reason we don't, we cover our eyes when we say the Shema. It's too glorious. It represents the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah should never be revealed. It always needs clothing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to verse 270. The Arachama Lachai Keshet Kayama Kadisha Yemat Vikiyuma Vialda Vahaita Laot Beritus Bain Yom Bain Yam Vigomer. I missed a couple of words here. I'm starting over. Bekei wandi ara chamat lechai keshet kiyama kadisha id kaimat bekiyuma bealda vahaita laot berit bein elokim vegomer. Hi, the Amaran de Elaine Tilat Evavnin Beha de Itkalel Bain Ihu Kaho Raza Hada Ugo Anana Salka Leit Haza. But because the earth looks at the rainbow, Malchut, called the earth, is completed by the rainbow. And then the sacred covenant is properly established. Therefore, it shall be for a sign of a covenant between Elohim. What we previously stated, that these are three colors, white, red, and green, and one other color that is comprised of the other three, all form one secret. This means that the rainbow is formed by these three colors and a fourth that is a combination of them. And the rainbow climbs to the clouds to show itself because it can only be seen from within a cloud.
Ah.
Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, there's the garment for the rainbow is the cloud, the covering.
Go ahead and finish, Falka.
I don't know if I have much more than that. Sorry. So the colors are red, green, and white. And there's a fourth color,
yes,
with the other colors included. Is that the? I know there's a blue or purplish color that shows up. Is that the three picture, Alma and Sina? And then of course there's the water droplets.
I'm not a painter, but Hannah said the other day that when you mix white, green, and red, you get black, or a dark
color,
blue.
Dark color blue, okay. And then you've got the vapors, the water vapors, which is, you know, part of that rainbow, which is, you know, also called Zeno, she's the mother, you know.
And
of
it's saying you can only see the rainbow in a cloud, which means
right.
The rainbow is concealed. So when you're in the cloud, you're able to see it. Because you're not getting the full energy
right.
of what it is.
Right.
What I thought interesting was the first sentence, you know, if man is not to look upon it, but the earth sees it, the ground, you know, the land. You know, it's like a promise to the earth.
It says the earth looks at the rainbow.
Right. It can, because it's the land, it can see it.
Yes.
I always thought the reason the rainbow appeared physically was because the raindrops were like a prism. I mean, when we, you know, we take a prism and when the light shines through it, it breaks up into the colors of the rainbow. And so I kind of always felt that it had to be that the raindrops were acting like a prism and revealing the colors in the sky.
That is the what science says is the physical reason for it.
Go ahead. The verse above, didn't it say that, let's see, it's also the side of the hidden lights, which are the hidden and unrevealed colors. So there it's telling us why we don't see the other colors.
Because there are seven colors. And we're only seeing three of them, or the fourth. So we're missing the three colors.
Which is the red?
No, the red is there. You're missing the orange.
Okay.
You're missing the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Violet
green.
And purple.
Violet and purple.
Green is there.
Green is there. So what do we have? We have Hokma, right?
Yes, the white is Hokma. The red is Bina.
Uh-huh.
The green is Tiferet.
Right.
And the black or the dark blue is Malchut.
Okay. So we're missing...
The actual color is called Tiferet, but it's a blue color that's very unique.
So we're missing... Yesod, Hod, and Gevura, and Hasidim. And that's right.
I thought white was Hesed and red was Gevura, and green was the central column.
Well, the central column is essentially Tiferet. And the white can be Chesed, but it can also be Chachma. And the red can be Gevura, but it can also be Bina. It depends on the frame. Are you talking about the upper worlds or the lower worlds?
Okay.
So the colors get darker as we go down the tree and lighter as we go up?
I don't know. Colors is not my forte.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that to the artists in the discussion.
I used to have a little acronym to remember the colors when I was teaching second, but I don't remember it anymore. I know one we called violet. I do remember that, which would be the purple.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in previous verses, they referred to the blue as sapphire stone. I would have thought to fell it, but I understand the foundation stone being sapphire, so
right.
I can see it too.
Any other comments before we move on?
No, sir.
Verse 271.
One comment. The rainbow really is a circle,
okay.
Right? The rainbow is really a circle.
Mom and Dad?
I'll thank Mom for eating the cheese and it's crispy crunchy.
Hannah, you're asking if the rainbow is a full circle?
Well, that's what I thought.
You can't see the other half of it because it's in the earth? Is that your question?
Somewhere along the way, I remember who knows where, that it was really a circle, but we only see half.
And what does that teach you?
That the tree is upside down.
So we always refer to the rainbow as a bow. It's only a half circle.
Mm-hmm.
The Malkuth would be the earth, is the string. Ah. 271. Dehi dekuda hada Dekol alma dekaima Ala kodesh Hakadashim umai hi karsiya yo Karisha ila'a Dehi mimana Al ilain arba demut Ki se biarva tam kim vidahu Torah sheb alpe. And above the firmament that was over the heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. The sapphire stone is the foundation stone, which is one point upon which the whole world stands. Upon it, the Holy of Holies is established. What is this point? It is the supernal holy throne, which is appointed over the four colors. It appears to a resemblance to a throne and its four supports, which are the four colors, white, red, green, and sapphire. The throne is the oral law, Malchut. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, kind of like the channels in the tree. As the throne is made up of the columns, supported by the sephiroth.
Yes. Start with the throne. Start with the bottom of the verse.
The bottom
you
of the verse?
You have the Torah and the oral Torah. You have the written Torah, which is there on pin, and the oral Torah, the laws of the halakha, which is malchut.
Oh,
the malchut
okay.
is the throne. Zeron Pin sits on the throne.
It's the building block.
You begin to see how you can build back up. It's building blocks, yes. General
mm-hmm.
levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. So you have the different elevations of the living Torah, basically.
Correct. I choose to call them frames of reference because if you talk about the tabernacle, you have at the higher levels you have the Holy of Holies, but then as you work out in to the edge of the grounds, to the edge of the temple, you're coming to lower levels. But the lowest level in the tabernacle is the Eben Shtiba, the foundation stone, which is the ultimate Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different frame of reference. You have rainbows, one frame of reference. You have the tabernacle, another frame of reference. You have the earth and the stars, another frame of reference. But the thing to remember is every time you have a malchut, there is communication between that malchut and the other malchuts in the various frames of reference. Wherever you have a chokmah, you have communication and connection between all of the malchuts and all of the frames of reference and all of the universes.
So is it each malchut has, that's the foundation stone, and each sephirot, there's a foundation stone, which is malchut, and then it builds the altar. It builds the throne. So each sephirot has a foundation stone and a throne, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's what I'm saying. When you hear the word throne, it's describing a malchut in a particular frame of reference.
Okay. But all depends
which foundation. But the throne itself has a malchut as well.
Okay.
The malchut of the throne is the seat.
Right. It's a cover. Okay.
Correct.
I'm trying to visualize that. I was just thinking of one Malchut and the throne, the higher of the Holy of Holies, and the only one throne with the foundation stone, a Malchut. That's what I was visualizing.
No, that is true, because everything is unified. So if I have a malchut, looking from human perspective, if I have a malchut of the temple, it's the Ebon stone, Ebon Shpia.
Mm-hmm.
It's the foundation stone. But the foundation stones are all unified, and the foundation stones are the foundation stone is the temple is unified with the fact that the earth is the Malchut. So are you looking down from God's perspective? Everything is unified, and there is no separation. There are not different foundation stones. But if you're looking up from human perspective, there are many foundation stones, depending on the frame of reference.
What do you mean by the frame of reference?
I have a pack of cards. In a pack of cards, I have 13 hearts, 13 spades, 13 diamonds, and 13 clubs. So I have 52 cards, but I have one deck. My frame of reference is what? The spades, or is my frame of reference the clubs? Or is my frame of reference the number ones, number threes? Or the number fours, or the number fives. Each of those are a frame of reference. They're separated from the deck. So do I see the deck as one, or do I see it as four hearts, families, the spades, hearts, diamonds and clubs, or do I see them as 13 numbers? It's how I choose to see it, the perspective. A frame of reference becomes a relative situation.
Well,
I hope I'm being clear in the explanation. It's not something that is easily learned, because of the way the Western world teaches people. Teaches a frame of reference is separated from another frame of reference. We call it by a different name. We call hearts different from spades, which is different than clubs, which is different than diamonds. But are they really different? They're all cards.
Hannah, did you have something to say?
Well, I thought he gave us an example when I made the comment of relating white to Chesed and red to Gevurah and yet the other frame of reference was Chokhmah and Bina.
True.
Yeah. The higher levels or the lower
levels?
Right. Or the middle levels, because Netzach and Hod is a third level, the third frame of reference.
So looking at the temple, okay, there's the earth, which is the Malkut. But if you go in a separate part of the temple, you still have a different reference point in the temple. It could be the quarters for the washing of the vessels. Washing of the vessels, but it's still the same foundation. They all come together. All the chambers in the temple is each one has a foundation, but they're all one foundation.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Just different purposes, different
frames of reference.
Different ways. Different perspective.
Thank you. Different references. Okay. All right.
You
got
to
go?
I have to run. You all have a beautiful evening.
All right. Thanks. You too. Shalom. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.